Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Have you ever heard a famous person give a lecture? And afterwards, there's some time for Q&A. Sometimes the questions, well, they're really dumb. And sometimes people don't even ask questions. They just want to proclaim their personal agenda. But sometimes someone asks a really good question that gives the speaker an opportunity to make a great point. That happened once with our Lord. Someone in the audience asked a really good question. It was a scholar of the law. And he asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? Now, remember, for the Jews, there were hundreds of laws. So which one would Jesus choose? Without hesitating, Jesus responded with Deuteronomy chapter 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's the greatest of all commandments. But why does the Lord specify these three faculties, heart, soul, and mind? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. We're supposed to love God with all our hearts. The Greek word for heart is cardia, and it shows up all over the Bible. It means what resides at the center of the person, and it's from the heart that our actions come. Jesus said earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, unchastity, theft, false witness, blasphemy. So basically, the heart is the source of our choices, what we do and what we say. The heart represents our will. And to love God with our whole heart means that all our choices, everything we choose to say or choose to do, is in service of God. So when we do an examination of conscience, that's what we're looking for. Did I love God with my whole heart today? Did I only choose to think, do, or to say what honors Him and what brings me closer to Him? So really the question is, did I choose to love God with all of my choices? That's what it means to love with the heart, with the will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Jesus also says we're supposed to love the Lord with all our soul. The word there is psyche, which is where we get the word psychiatry. In Latin, the word is translated anima, which is where we get the word animation. When you do something soulfully, or you do it with animation, it means that you're doing it with passion, with your feelings and desires, with your emotion. You can choose to do the right thing, which is good, but you're not devoting your whole person to it unless you do it with your emotions, with passion. So we're commanded to try to be not only obedient to the Lord, just by sheer willpower, but also enthusiastic about him, to not only do the right thing, but want to do the right thing. And the truth is, if we meditate daily on the beauty of the Lord and what he's done, we will respond with emotion. Our souls will be filled with the passion and desire and appreciation. And then we will be loving the Lord not only with our willpower, but also with our feelings and emotions as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Finally, Jesus tells us to love the Lord with all our mind. And here the word is dianoia, and it means thinking. Yes, we have to make the right choices. We have to also do them with the right feelings, but we also have to discipline our thoughts. St. Paul emphasizes this regularly. For instance, when he says, take every thought captive to Christ. Or when he says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So we're not fulfilling the greatest commandment. We're not loving the Lord with our whole minds. If we try to act conscientiously, but we let our minds be taken up with ugly things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. If we want to love God with all our mind, heart, and soul, where do we begin? In daily meditation, like we're doing here in the Rosary. Because in meditation, we take time to actively think about what Jesus is teaching and what he's asking us to do. Then we notice the gap between his teaching and our life. And that moment of recognition should convict us. Wow, I need to change. I need to do this. Then we make a resolution. One concrete action we'll take today to respond to Jesus' call. It might be holding our tongue, praying before a meal, visiting someone who is lonely, or offering a hidden sacrifice. But each time we act, especially when we don't feel like it, we're training our will to follow our thinking. And over time, those little acts of thinking and choosing correctly, rightly, begins to heal our feelings. Our souls start to desire what is true and good, and we begin to want to pray, to want to serve, to want to forgive, to want to adore. Then, when our thinking and our emotions and our will are all working together, then we love the Lord our God with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was a little concerned during this meditation because what we're really talking about are the three powers of the soul, the intellect, the emotions, and the will, and how those work together. And I'm a little concerned that maybe we haven't, it's been a long time since we explained that to our audience, and that maybe this meditation was leapfrogging over some necessary things. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
It's hard for me to say because I've been here as long as we've recorded the podcast, so we've discussed it a lot, so I'm familiar with it. And for me, I'm always eager to leapfrog to the end of everything. The same way that when I pick up my favorite book, I'm like, well, I'm just going to skip to the scenes that I really like. I'm going to skip to the good part because I remember the beginning.
Right.
So it's really hard to give me a to give you a solid impression from my perspective.
Well, it might
To me, it
be.
all made sense.
It might be good in in our conversation, just a quick reminder
Sure, go ahead.
that our soul has three essential powers. Our soul is made up of three parts: the intellect, our thinking, and the second part is comprised of what we call the passions, otherwise known as emotions or feelings or desires, truly likes and dislikes. And then lastly, the will, your free will, the power to choose. But as I was growing up, no one ever explained to me how those three were supposed to work together. That God designed your soul to function this way, that we use our mind, our thinking, in order to understand reality in this sense of what is right and good for me and what is wrong and bad for me. So we use our mind, our intellect, to know that, hey, this is good, this is right, or this is wrong and it's bad. And then our intellect tells our emotions, hey, this is good for you, you should like it. Hey, this is bad for you should dislike it. And then the emotions prompt your will. This is good for you, so choose it. I like this, you should choose it. I don't like this, you should get away from it. That's how our soul is supposed to work.
And I think you're making a good point here because if you don't understand that, you can feel really powerless about where your emotions are at, and they end up kind of controlling you, but you don't know how to turn them around. So you're like, maybe I'm just made bad. I'm
Exactly.
made incorrectly because I desire all those bad things and I can't change that. And I think people feel like their desires are who they are, and there's nothing to be done about them.
Good point. Or we might say, but I have these desires, and that doesn't match up to what the church teaches, so maybe the church is wrong. Rather than thinking, maybe my desires are not right.
Which, in its own right, is just putting emotions before intellect, but it's the greater intellect or shared intellectual discussion there. Or does that make sense? But something that's really striking me about this is there's almost a hierarchy of responsibility with these three, in
Yes.
the sense that you're not as responsible for your emotions as you are for your intellect and will. As in, what I do to you, I'm fully in control of that, what I'm choosing, and I should be fully held accountable. Versus if you have a quick emotion and you're like, ah, for some reason, I don't like this guy, you're not as responsible. However, you are responsible still for changing your actions and changing your thoughts in a way that will eventually influence your emotions.
Good point.
But I say that so that we don't get into this mode where we treat like every emotion that you have that's currently disordered is who you are, and you should feel really guilty for it and powerless against it.
Yeah, no. Our feelings do not determine who we are. And we just have feelings. But then the question is, okay, is that the right feeling right now? How should I think about this? So, I meet a person, and they're really annoying. They make me feel really annoyed. Should I then just act on that annoyance?
I'd hope not.
Or should I stop and say, wait, what's the right way to think about this person? Well, they're a person made in the image of God. Yeah, they're not perfect. They have good qualities and bad qualities, just like I do. So what's the right way to think about this person? Now, based on that, what's the right way to act toward that person? And if I start to think about that person in the right way and act toward that person in the right way, it'll change my feelings to be the right feelings toward them.
We can't expect a really fast turnaround. It's kind of like most medications that you're prescribed. We really want it to be, well, I took the pill and immediately all of my headache went away.
Yeah.
You're going to have to let it sit for a while, and you're going to, you know, it takes some time to recover, especially when it's how we felt for a long time.
Well, let's take two examples, exercise and prayer.
Mm.
Most people don't immediately desire prayer or exercise. But we can change the way we feel about prayer and exercise by thinking and by acting. So when I think about prayer, yeah, at first, like, God, I don't really want to do it. I got other things I want to do. Feels unproductive. But if I think about it, wait a minute, I want a relationship with God. And when I do spend time in prayer, my day usually goes better. That starts to change the way I feel about prayer. And also, the more I spend time in prayer, the more I feel like doing it. Same with exercise. Same applies to exercise.
I'm still waiting on, I'm still trying to believe what you're saying about exercise, but don't worry, I fully believe what you're saying about prayer.
I'm going to challenge you. Have you really spent time thinking about the benefits of exercise and then and also just exercising when you don't feel like it and then keeping that up for multiple days?
This is its own personal discussion, because we could argue about this for a long time on my heart hierarchy of things that I want to get done and things I care about and the benefits I see from the things that I spend my time on and what I think I'm getting out of exercise.
So you've answered my question. You haven't thought through
exercise. I've thought about it a lot, and I have not gotten enough of a, oh yeah, this is worth prioritizing above all the other
not
things
above
that I care
all the
about.
Other things, but as one of the
something has to be taken down a peg if
that's
exercise
true.
Is going to end up there. And I'll tell you what, those things actually make sense to me.
So we'll have to do some more.
So
work.
What I'm saying is, you and I can argue about this all you want, but I don't think we'll come to a perfect agreement in the duration of this podcast.
Not in the duration of this conversation, but it tells me that we need to apply a little more thought to exercise.
You're saying that now in the defense of I can't say all the things I want to say to you on the podcast.
You can say whatever you want.
No, I cannot. See, I feel one way, but I'm reflecting intellectually on what I know I should say to you and how I should hold myself back and hoping that it will change my emotions about you in this moment.
That's a good application of your soul. For another time, we will have a meditation on exercise.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.